You know, I'm going to George tomorrow to finish off the song, and it sounds like it's pretty finished. He's just gonna, George doesn't even do my mixing. Steve does my mixing. But maybe add just an effect or two. But
that would be nice, and to pull up those the instrument in between the break.
Yes.
Well, you said to add it. He asked if you wanted him to play the melody. You said
yes.
Then you let him do something. Yeah. Because again, your voice is the main thing, and then it drops out. So that needs to.
That's right.
That becomes the solo at that point. It needs to be level.
And although I love the minor chords on the chorus, it all changed. I love that feeling of a harpsichord on the first version before he put in the strings. So I think he could bring that sound up and lower the strings. They're a little loud because it's like you hear these big orchestral strings, or vary it, maybe on the last chorus.
So where would you want him to do that?
On the chorus.
On the chorus.
I carried on. I don't know if you remember the first version. It was just many more. You could hear the string. You could hear the notes of like the guitar. It was like a steel string guitar. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, and I did practice strum. And I did a strum track, and he could add it.
Oh,
I want to see how it sounds in the
mix. Just what you were showing me in the last lesson?
It's not on this. So that's another job.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I think so. So I brought my guitar for one reason. I wanted to share with you where Clear went, because it did evolve before I went to George again.
Oh, okay.
It did.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, our last lesson, you agreed with George what I had told you. Those chords were a little funny.
Okay.
Those three chords that you would have fixed it. So I thought, you know, I was leaving to record in like a couple hours, and I thought, I'm going to see if I can figure out those chords, right? So I went to them, and let's see what leads up to it. I turned my life around to follow my dream. I carried on, I lived with heartache, I was so I wasn't awake. It all changed. I let go of fear. And then it was going to go, I opened my heart. My life became clear. What happened is I did four chords. These were the chords. Then I went back up to the minor. And I liked that melody that I did on it so much that I decided I needed to add two lines, another line in there.
Wow.
Second line. So I thought, what is going to rhyme with clear? It all changed. I let go of fear. My life became clear. Something in the middle. So I tried everything. You're near. And I didn't want to do that. And then I got it. Beautiful music I could hear. Isn't that profound? Because it was beautiful music that I hear that represented my clarity. So that was the line of the song that pulled it together. So the melody was like this. And what it is I learned from you, your lesson to me, to save the chorus, to do it one way lower and then to do it higher.
Oh, wow.
And I went for a really high note. And because I did it on eyes, it's a good sound, I could really let it float. So it was amazing. It all changed. I let go of fear. Beautiful music. Now here's the high one because you're gonna love this. Beautiful music I could hear. I opened my eyes. Life became clear.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It changed the song though. It really made the chorus meaningful.
And then it makes sense why the other wasn't flowing. You liked what you were hearing.
Yes.
It sounded incomplete. Unresolved to our musical, ears, but in your trying to resolve what you're hearing versus what we're saying, you found the thing that was supposed to be there in the first place.
You know, it's like my journey is supposed to be just the way it is, that the feedback that I get is just enough to tweak me in the direction.
Yes.
It's sort of like you're on a road and there's a signpost and I'm stopping to read the sign and it's like, oh no, this way.
And it might not be exactly what we were saying,
but
it does help to point you in the direction of what you... So it's always true to you, which is... You always like to have something that other people didn't necessarily have or wasn't so common.
Life became clear was the other thought. Life... I think it's still in that... I mean, originally
I don't think there's a song called Clear.
You don't?
That's what I'm saying. I don't... Do you think there's... I mean...
Well, if there was, I don't know if it would stop me. Because Hang On, I think there's a Hang On song. But you know what? That song had to be that.
Yeah, that's why you can't type in copyright titles. Because, yeah, you know, there's too many. The body of the song could say something completely different.
Exactly.
You know, and they deserve to be written. This looks so unique to me.
I love this. Whole, the colors.
The whole concept.
The whole, I know, it's so exciting. And then I wrote in here, you'll appreciate this. It was when I wanted to improve the melody for that lyric line that my song expanded in a beautiful way. Isn't that beautiful?
The one line that didn't even exist.
I had to
tell
you
last week.
Yep. And then what was so neat is, for some reason this week I felt like writing to my grief forum. You know, I get all these messages from people that are grieving. This woman wrote, because she's going through a hard time, she lost her mother. I wish the new year could be better. I've got a 78-year-old father who I'm afraid to lose. So I wrote to her. Said, my parents are very sick, and I don't think they will both be with me a year from now. I feel like I've already lost my mother since her mind is gone due to advanced dementia. I know that life is full of pain. Moving forward toward not being afraid of future loss is a huge step. You have suffered a lot losing your mom so suddenly. Before that happened, you were not aware that you might lose someone you love so fast. That is the nature of innocence and believing that everyone can live forever. Every minute counts. I pray you find peace and realize that. Your dad would definitely want you to, and your mom.
Wow,
this is
Judy,
and I have the courage to say that.
That's like hard and real.
It's real because everybody else is commiserating. I want to die. I hate grieving. And I know it's horrible. And if you're living in terror that you're losing someone and not appreciating the time, you're not living. You're just suffering. And it's ahead of time. You can't prepare yourself.
You're missing the opportunity.
Yeah, cry when they're gone, but while they're still alive. You know, that's what fear is. I think that's interferes with our life.
That is so good. Only you can say that.
I can say it. That's
only
what's so exciting.
You know, and that's different than anything she's going to get from anybody.
Yeah, because nobody can say to me, you don't know what it's like. Because I do.
Right.
And I suffered a long time, a lot longer than I wish I had.